hated him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other cities you know about? Big cities around here? Okay. In New Orleans, they got a place called the Irish Channel. Most of the people who came there came from
the Irish Channel.
Yeah. Irish people.
Irish Channel.
Ireland,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Most of the people here came from where?
People from here. Then,
what country in Europe? They speak French. They came
from Canada. They got Canada, they got Italy, they got France, Holland, Paris.
Okay. Now, America's big enemy is what?
Oh, what?
America's big enemy is?
The Russians are a big enemy, I'll tell you that. And before that was a dream.
Yeah, Russia.
Russia.
Okay. Now, you got a lot of people here that belong to Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the next church that came in here?
They had the Catholic Church right now. They have, but like I said, all them days they only had Catholic. That's the only people who had Catholic. But in those days they got the Methodists, they got the Baptists, and over on the island.
Yeah.
But they have two or three other religions.
But back in those days, they just had one church.
One church here on Grand Island. It was built in 1918, the church here, but before that it was in a house. People used to get together and say prayers with their children, the family. They didn't have no priest at all, but they had an old lady that used to teach us catechism, and we'd say our prayers and learn like that. Then when the priest would come, then we'd make the communion. Oh, you talk about something. We were so scared. You see, these days, they don't care what it is. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, y'all had one church
in... Yeah, in the whole... The whole grand had one church. So that's all we had. For the whole crowd, whole community.
Okay.
Instead of two preachers, they only had one.
Okay. Now, in church, you pray to, well.
You pray, yeah, you pray to. You hear the priest talk, and then while the priest is saying his mass, his ceremony, you just go ahead and pray and say your own. I'm old-fashioned, me, the priest talk and all, but I'm old-fashioned. I say my rosary, and I read in my own book, and I have a little Bible, and I believe my own stuff, or talk about, and I ask God for some favor. I'm not going to go ask him for things that I know I can't have, but like when you're sick, you ask for a person that you're a good friend with to help him and things like that. I burn candles for people. How many people that go to the hospital? Well, I know I'll bring camp for them to help, ask God to help them come well again.
The preacher might deliver a fine, or what, you call that the
ceremony, I guess.
Sermon?
A sermon for a preacher, yeah.
Yeah. Some people might say, your brother with that accordion, he made good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you had to change a flat tire on the way, that's the bad news.
He's just learning. He got that at school now.
Yeah.
He's practicing cornet, I think, is what he has.
Oh, that's no cornet. That's a tube or a trumpet.
I don't know what it is. A trumpet.
Yeah.
Trumpet. I guess it must be a trumpet.
If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church, you'd say, well, church will be over.
By the time we finish with the flat tire.
Now, the enemy and the opposite of God was the...
Yeah, the devil. That's how I call it, the devil. The enemy, the opposite of God, the devil.
When you were a child, who was it they told you was going to get you if you didn't watch out?
Yeah, the devil. Yeah, yeah. My mother would never use words like that.
Book.
The boogeyman, the devil, or anything.